saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking doubt upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. Normally, we do politics with Cheryl and Harley LeBon, who is unavailable, but we're replacing politics today with passion. Passion. That is what Thrively.com is all about, and we're doing a special segment with John Kraft, Thrively CEO, and Girish Venkat, its founder, chairman, and CTO. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, both Girish and John.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you for having me and John on the show. We are thrilled to be here.
It's a pleasure. Getting to know you guys, getting to know Thrively has been a good journey for me. Thrively.com, for those that don't know, is a fantastic new website for parents. What parent has not struggled with finding something, anything, that really interests their kids that isn't held in their hand? Meaning electronics, for those of you with a dirty mind. It's not an easy thing. Let me tell you a little bit about Girish and John before we continue. Girish Venkat was the original chief software architect at Stamps and helped architect one of the internet's most secure and scalable platforms. Most recently, Girish was the chief technology officer at Uber Media, a leading independent developer of mobile social apps and dynamic advertising solutions launched within Idea Lab. Now he works full-time on his creation, Thrively.com. John Kraft has over 20 years of experience as an entrepreneur in software and consumer digital media. In addition to his current role as CEO and co-founder of Thrively, John is also a co-founder of the early-stage business accelerator Liftoff, based in Los Angeles. Immediately prior to Thrively and Liftoff, John was chief operating officer and a member of the founding team at Uber Media, Idea Lab's prominent internet startup, and currently the world's leading independent developer of mobile social apps. John previously served as co-founder and CEO of Pandora Media, the largest and fastest growing online radio product in the world, with over 150 million registered users in the U.S. John Kraft is the CEO of Thrively. Again, welcome, John, and welcome, Girish.
Thanks, Bruce.
You two have very impressive resumes. As I told John in the warm-up to our show as we sat here in the Thrively offices, when I first met him, I hadn't read all this stuff about him, and now I'm a little bit intimidated. But I'm going to start with you, Girish. What the heck is Thrively.com? Okay, find your passion, find your strength, yada, yada. You got some great buzzwords, but why do I, as a parent, need to go to Thrively.com?
Okay, so, you know, Bruce, let me start with, like, you know, what, you know, Thrively is all about. I think, you know, you provided the high-level overview. So Thrively is a family website, you know, that leverages strength-based learning principles to help kids explore their strengths and discover their passions and pursue their passions in life. Okay, you know, various studies have shown that, you know, children are far more likely to embrace an activity when they excel at it, and they are far more likely to excel at it when it is inherently aligned with their unique strength. Okay, so we have been...
Wait, let me stop you. You mean they don't figure this out at school?
That is what we think. Okay, you know, it is a separate debate to talk about whether our school system is broken or not, so I don't want to go there, but, you know, I will definitely say...
Well, I'll go there. I think it's broken, okay? I think that's why Thrively is going to thrive, because our kids are taught core and stuff like that, and finding that particular strength that you're talking about is why you have a very smart niche. So go on with your explanation, and be sure to tell us about that assessment test that everybody can take for their kids. I mean, their kids can take.
Exactly. You know, we have been talking to a lot of parents. You know, I can say, you know, 90% of the parents, if you ask them, what are your kids' interests, you know, they're able to talk about it. Oh, my kid loves math. My kid loves baseball, but if you talk about, you know, what are your kids' strengths, not many parents, you know, will be able to say that. So we actually have partnered with two of the seven board-certified pediatric neuropsychologists here in California, Janine Beisman and Jamie Kimmel, and, you know, we have developed I would say, industry-first comprehensive online strength assessment, which measures 23 strengths, including analytical leadership, social acumen, verbal acumen, creative thinking, focus, and others. Okay, so
before you go on, I need to do a disclaimer and also tell you about my experience with those assessments. For those listening, I have developed a relationship with Thrively and I am working with them. So I am completely biased. However, I can't be bought. And when I looked at Thrively, I went, this is really smart. It is filling a really niche. And before I got in business with them, they asked me to have my boys take the assessment test. And I was like, I'm struggling. I was so amazed at how the assessment test just got who my boys were. Now, they're older than the average kid that will take the assessment test. But what was great about the assessment test, unlike a lot of these things that you see that are just boring, it's interactive, it's fast, it's actually fun. I wish they had the adult version so I could figure out what I'm good at, because I'm still trying to figure that out. So continue, please, Girish. And at some point, John, I'd like you to tell us where you expect and hope Thrively will be going down the road.
Hey, Bruce, let me take 2 minutes of your time here to go over how Thrively all started. Okay, I'm sure, you know, many of the parents will be able to relate to this. You know, I would say most of the parents, if not all, especially working parents, they all feel guilty of not having spent enough time with their kids. Like when I told you this, you know, you were laughing at it the first time when we met. You know, I personally carry an oversized guilt because I didn't spend much time when my son was growing up. I was busy building my, you know, stamps.com and my first company I founded, Core Objects. And when I woke up, my son was already in middle school. Okay, so I started spending more time with him once he got to the middle school. I used to get intrigued when I used to talk to my son's best friend's mom, call her active mom, super mom. You know, I was talking to her one day what she's doing with her son for the summer. And she mentioned, oh, I'm taking my son to Johns Hopkins. You know, they have a Center for Talented Education program. I was like, oh, I know Johns Hopkins, but, you know, I'm not aware of any program for middle school students. Okay, ended up learning more about it. And, you know, my son ended up going to Johns Hopkins the next year. One other day, I'm talking to her, hey, what are you doing this fall? Oh, I'm going to Texas. I'm taking my son to this public debate workshop, which will help me, which will help him develop leadership skills and all that. Wow, that's interesting. Talking to her some other day, we are going to this comedy workshop, improv, in LA downtown that will help him develop social acumen. I was like, wow, how come I as a parent, you know, I'm not exposed to all these enriching activities? And that's what triggered the, you know, idea of Thrively.
Well, it's a beautiful website. Explain a little bit more, please, about how it works. Right now it's free. Is that because it's in beta? So anybody can register? That means anybody can register. Hello, mom and dad. You can register and you can get this assessment test for free. Isn't that correct, Girish?
Yes, that's correct. Everything is free today. It is in beta. And the way it works is, you know, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes to go through the assessment. And once you've done that, you now have a platform that completely, I mean, first of all, as you mentioned, it's really fun. It's engaging. It's fun to learn about yourself. It's fun to learn about your kids. That part is great. And then once you've done that, once you've invested that 30 minutes of time, you have a platform now that completely understands who your kids are, what their strengths are. And we've taken the time, one of the things that we haven't talked about is we've built an enormous database of activities. We have over 125,000 activities in our database, and we've encoded every one of them with our same, with the strength taxonomy that we use to analyze or describe the children who take our assessment. So once you've taken the assessment, we can actually connect you to the activities that are the best fit for your kids. And that's the core, that's the heart of what
Thrively is all about. Okay, wait. Okay, but what's incredible that you haven't talked about is that you can connect them to places in your community.
Absolutely.
It's not just, you don't have to go to Johns Hopkins. If you're in Glendale like we are, and you take the assessment test, isn't it correct that you could have 57 to 100 to 300 different activities within 5 miles where you live?
Absolutely. And one of the things that people don't realize, because I think what happens typically is that almost everybody starts to do the same activities. You do what everyone else is doing. You play soccer, you do ballet, you play Little League. You know, almost everyone does the same things. But when you really look, I mean, if you went on to Thrive, you'd see there are thousands of different things that kids can do. And some, you know, some kids really have different strengths and are going to be good at different things. And I think we're going to find going forward fewer kids struggling through activities that embarrass them or that they don't like or that make them feel bad about themselves, and more kids doing things that they love, where they're productive, where they feel great, where they thrive. And that's really what we're aiming for at Thrively.
What I like about this idea so much is, again, Girish, you talked about some of the things you might have wished you'd done different as a dad. Same thing with me. I tried to push my boys into the sports that I loved. They were klutzes. And I spent way too much time sort of pushing them. If I had found out through an assessment test that my boys were as interested as they turned out to be in music and the arts, I could have sent them to an arts camp,
Absolutely.
To a music exactly. academy, and got them musical training instead of forcing them into Little League. That's what Thrively does, correct?
Correct. Your experience is very, very common. I mean, that's the problem that we set out to solve here.
Yeah, and I should quote here, Bruce, I was talking to one of the leading neuropsychologists, and he talked about how 90% of the kids fail to reach their full potential. Okay, that explains why, because, you know, we don't discover their strengths early on. We always try to push them into what parents want to do, not what kids want to do. And that is why, you know, they could have excelled more in their life. You know, mediocrity, we end up accepting that.
I happen to think one of the biggest parental failures is thinking that our kids are us. They're not us. They're individuals. They may or may not have our DNA if they're biologically from us. If they're adopted, they obviously don't even have our DNA. But every child is an individual. And what Thrively, I think, offers is for the individual, for our kid to find their passion, not to mimic mom and dad's passion.
Exactly. And I think it's going to be a tremendous educational resource for parents to really understand the breadth of what's out there, because there's an enormous range of opportunity out there today. You'd be amazed.
Right.
John, I am amazed. It's
genuinely believe,
by the minute.
Sorry. John and I genuinely believe personalized strength-based education is going to be the next disruption in the education space.
Okay, so now tell me, I take the assessment test. I'm now a 12-year-old kid, and my mom and/or dad have looked at it. How do I now use Thrively? What does it do for me?
So at this point, Thrively understands who you are. You know, it understands what your strengths are. It understands your current interests. And what it does is it starts to stream opportunities to you. It starts to introduce to you different things that it thinks that based on your strengths that you would excel at, that where you would thrive. And you get to now tell it, you know, you put different activities that you see on your wish list. You can like things. You can favorite them. You can, you know, we give you all the information you need to go down and register for those things. Some of them are available online. We talked about, you know, hyper-local activities within a couple of miles of your house. There's, you know, thousands of activities you can do online or in your home. So
Stop. Okay, now I'm a 12-year-old kid. I've done this. It's cool. Is mom looking over my shoulder, or do I get to do this by myself and then maybe ask their help to sign me up or drive me somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that kids can do. And actually, the empowerment of kids to go out and look for their own activities and find and discover things for themselves is extremely powerful. Kids eat that up, and it really frees them up to try new things and to feel independent and to embrace the kinds of new opportunities that we provide. It's a lot more satisfying to find something for yourself than to have mom or dad come into your bedroom and say, hey, this is what I want you to do.
And you know, Bruce, when parents talk to kids about do this, they never want to do that. Okay, when they find themselves on their own, they love to do it.
Exactly, and that's, I think, very important. So yes, mom and dad can be involved, but once our kid gets there, they can say, hey, mom, I want to go to archery camp, or I want to go to this, you know, musical academy. And then mom and dad just have to figure out the logistics. There's an interesting thing that's been happening with social media. As soon as the parents get on Facebook, the kids run away. They like to have their own place. And that's what I think is key. Mom and dad could be involved on Thrively, and they can just show it to their kid. But then it's really the kid's choice. to take what they want to take from it, to go and do the things they want to do. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Absolutely. And one other point that I'd like to make, and this is a big part of our vision, is that, you know, Thrively is about the democratization of opportunity. In other words, today, you know, the parents, the families that you see that are informed, that know everything, that whose kids are doing all the cool stuff that you've never heard of, these are families that are, you know, blessed with extra time. Maybe one parent doesn't have to work. They've got all the time in the world. Families where both parents work, it's very difficult to have the time to go and find and discover all these opportunities. With Thrively, you invest 30 minutes, and you've got a database of custom, personalized opportunities, you know, fed right to you. It's an enormous democratization tool.
So, in other words, this will serve in two ways, I believe. And I'm asking you a question I've never asked you. It'll help you find, say, your favorite hobby and something that you might devote your career to. Is that
absolutely
correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a huge tool for that.
So it's fun and work.
Yep.
What's better?
Yeah, no, we're extremely excited about it. We've gotten amazing feedback. We've done pilots now in schools, New York City public schools, charter schools. The teachers love it. The students love it. Parents love it. We're really, really excited about the feedback we're getting, and we're just at the very beginning.
Okay, John, give me some logistics now. What do people do to register, and what is happening down the road for Thrively that we need to know?
It couldn't be easier to register. You go to www.thrively.com. And, you know, you enter your email, and that's it. I mean, then you're on. And then you tell us, you register your child. You have your child come on and go through our strength assessment. 30 minutes later, you have a platform that knows everything there is to know about your kid's strengths. And it knows about 125,000 different activities that would be, a good fit for your kid.
And how much does this cost?
It's absolutely free today.
Oh, my God. That's a deal. Now, by the way, the assessment test, we don't have to monitor our kids doing it. They can do it. I gave them the link. Both kids sat and did it. And then I got the results, and they got the results. And it's fun to look at your own child, look at their assessment.
Really fun.
Yeah. You know, that's me. That's me. Yeah. And I think that's really, really cool. I think you guys are onto something. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
Yeah, you know, Bruce, we have a big vision for Thrively. You know, as we talked about, the vision is to empower kids to achieve excellence by discovering and building on their own unique strengths. Okay, and you know, this is the, John and I have started several companies, but this will be the most fulfilling one because, you know, as we see over the next few years, millions of kids getting impacted, and if we can help them achieve excellence in their life, you know, nothing can be more fulfilling than that.
Yep, I could not agree more.
So you know, I just heard we're going to do a dad chat with Thrively, as you know, with Angela Myers. And she just read a study that passion is now the single biggest ingredient to work success and the single biggest ingredient that interviewers are looking at when college grads come in for interviews. It's passion. And that is really what drives Thrively, finding your passion, finding your strength. Listen, guys, it's been a pleasure having you on. We're going to do a special dad chat on Thrively with giveaways and prizes August 7th. So please mark your calendars and stay tuned. We're going to have some therapy followed by spiritual talk after these breaks.
Thanks. With a thing called love.